Until we heal our abandonment wound, we tend to recreate it.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're listening and you keep like having these dating experiences, or you have these experiences that blow up on you and you're back at that place of here I am again, it's important to go to the root of the wound of when did you originally start to feel this? Where do you feel this in your body? Let's go there, because you're just recreating that pattern or that feeling or that sensation over and over again. And part of becoming conscious is to know what's happening in the here and now is actually awakening something much younger in you that really needs tending to. So with, with the right awareness, going there in your body, starting to understand your original wound. And many people are like, "Oh, I had great parents." This isn't about great parents or not great parents. If a parent didn't have enough of a neuroception of safety in a ventral state and attuned enough of the time, which isn't all of the time, not a perfect parent, we internalize that we're not unsafe, and that lives in our nervous system. So it doesn't have to be that your parent abused you or wasn't available. Like if they were anxious, there can be so many nuances where you've internalized something where you need to go back and understand, okay, I have this anxiety within me, and it started when I was really young, and when it shows up in my body, I need to interact. I need to build a relationship with it. Have some compassion for this younger part of me. Have some compassion for this anxiety. Start to understand where its roots are, because you're actually forming a relationship within yourself. And once you start to do that, you start to talk to yourself differently.